Funeral services will be held tomorrow for the late Congressman John Lewis. And for many younger people, Lewis's message of getting in good trouble for the sake of progress has now become a galvanizing rallying cry. Nathan Onibudo is an upcoming high school senior and on the student body of the Fairfax County School Board, which recently voted to rename the Robert E. Lee High School in Springfield, Virginia, after John Lewis. Welcome.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Nathan, John Lewis's name was on a short list, and of course it became the winning name. What does this change personally mean to you?
Personally, to me as an African-American student in the county, it means a lot because it shows the changing of the times, and it shows how far I think we've come as a society. But more than just that, I think it's even more meaningful because all of the things that John Lewis stood for as a person in our country, as an American hero, is applicable to the ideals, goals, and, you know, things that we want to teach all students, despite race, color, gender, anything like that. And I think that that's extremely powerful.
Your school's student body is very diverse. 46% of the students identify as Latino, nearly 13% Black. You've really laid out what it means for you personally to change the name from the Confederate General Robert E. Lee to John Lewis. But some might say it's just a name. I mean,
yeah.
Why is it so important when it's just a placard on the front of a building?
I think there are two things that really stuck out to me, because this was obviously an argument that we heard, because changing a school name involves community consensus. We want to make sure we're doing something that the community supports. And I think two things stuck out. And one of them is that names matter because words matter. What we say, what we do, implicitly teaches our kids messages. When we're teaching students at that high school about the Civil War and what the Civil War was fought over, but the person we're choosing to memorialize on the name of that building was a Confederate general, as opposed to, let's say, a Union general, that means something. I mean, whether or not it's overt or implicit, it's meaningful. It matters. And then on the second hand, it's the fact that it's more than just a name. It was the picture of the general that sat in the foyer of the building. So I think that the feelings of the students matter. And a lot of students felt negatively about the name. And for students to learn, they have to feel welcome in their school environment.
What advice would you have for young people out there all over the country who might be going to schools that have problematic names, and they're thinking about perhaps being a part of an action to change the name?
First, I would say you do have a voice. Your feelings matter, your thoughts matter, and your experiences matter. Student-led change, student-driven change is possible. And I'd say the first steps that you can do is to collect consensus. You know, talk to your friends, talk to your classmates, start to see if you guys are on the same page about the way you feel about your name. Maybe start a petition. I know petitions were a big part of this process. Gather consensus, gather, you know, a groundswell of support, and then contact your school board. I'm lucky to have the position I have, and I'm starting to realize school boards across the country have a lot of power to decide a lot of these different things. So your voices matter, student voice matters, and I think in our current time, a lot of people are beginning to realize that.
That's Nathan Onibudo, student body representative on the Fairfax County School Board in Virginia. Nathan, thank you so much.
Thank you.